Good evening, everyone. Good afternoon. Good morning. Whenever you happen to see this video, this message is for all of Myron's friends, closest friends, and my friends, of course. I have some notes I'll be reading, so if it looks like I'm off reading over here, please forgive me. It's a beautiful day here in Milwaukee. Wonderful afternoon, Friday afternoon. First off, I hope everybody's having a wonderful start to their Mother's Day weekend. And that I hope everything goes smooth for everybody. It's a beautiful weekend here, at least today, right now. We'll see how the rest of the weekend pans out in Vegas. I hope that you guys are getting some good weather as well. I wanted to say thank you to everyone that performed at the concert in April. It was beautiful. It was only 3 days before my father's passing. So he was, needless to say, pretty sleepy. He was somewhat aware of what was going on, but not too responsive. I will say that throughout the concert, from time to time, I could tell that he was reacting to something. He would have a tear here or there. I would feel a grip in his hand, especially during something that was moving or beautiful. It was definitely a moving concert. To Richard, I thank you very much. And to everyone that made that concert possible, thank you very much. It means a lot to me. This last year has most definitely been a roller coaster. As many of you know, I was not fully aware of my dad's condition until I came to Vegas just before the Europe trip. My father and I only talked roughly for a couple weeks at a time, and when he came to stay with me or whenever I saw him, he seemed to be in good spirits. It was hard for me to tell if anything was going on. But anyway, that being said, once the Europe trip was done, then my family's stresses just got started. My father ended up running into one problem after another, financially, physically, mentally, throughout the course of the last 10 months, give or take. We were running into all sorts of issues. He did end up coming back to Las Vegas for the winter concert. And I'm glad he was able to make that because, again, that was something that he was super passionate about. So thank you again for everyone that helped make that one possible. On December 26th, the day after Christmas, my father ended up going to the emergency room here in Milwaukee while he was visiting us for Christmas. And with the exception of a few days in January and 2 or 3 days in February, he pretty much stayed at Frederick Hospital until his passing. So he was there for quite a while. Change of topic. Something many people have asked for is a celebration of life, a celebration to admire his amazing achievements throughout his life, and just to kind of get a chance to see everybody again and socialize. And I'd love to just thank everybody for everything anybody has done over the course of the many years, many recent years. I would love to see each and every single one of you there. I don't have any specific dates yet or a place. But I will say that we're looking at somewhere in the beginning of October. So please bear with us. I will be sharing that invitation and the specifics on that celebration of life later in the summer. Last but not least, I am once again coming to you, my father's closest friends, to assist my family. Throughout the last year, I have personally been struck with a large number of unfortunate events relating to my father, and large expenses that came along with that. They surely did rack up the bills. To add salt to injury, my father's house is also in need of some repairs before we can get it ready to sell. I'm not quite sure at the extent of the costs on some of these repairs just yet, but I will be there at the end of May, and I'll be there for a little while to kind of ascertain what's going on with that. Unfortunately, my father did not have too much prepared in the way of preparations financially, so there was not much left behind for our family. So we are kind of burdened with a large stress that was very unexpected. So that being said, I have created a GoFundMe account. I have the link posted below in the description. Any assistance at all, any donation to the cause, big or small, would be greatly appreciated. As many of you know, I don't have any siblings. I have no one I could really rely on to ask for help in this time of need, so I come to you. I hope that each and every single one of you have a great Mother's Day. I hope that love and peace finds each and every single one of you. And may God bless each and every one of you. I love you, and we'll see you soon.